there's an immediate fucking, like, people. There's a, like, Adventure Time's a weed show.
It's a kid's show.
It's a fucking kid's show meant for... I remember that. I remember when that was coming out. I was a kid when that was coming out, Amir.
I was a kid too.
No, hold on. You're 2 years older than me, right? A little bit on the up and up, right? You're a little
Are you 25?
I'm 24.
I'm 3 years old.
Jesus, Amir. Don't need to age... What are you, with the Radio Valencia audience right now?
Hey, listen here, kiddo.
Buckaroo.
Back in my day... I was the fucking volume control. I was the fucking remote.
No? Do you know the origin of Buckaroo?
Buckaroo?
Yeah.
No.
It's the cowboys, you see Mexicans, yeah, say vaquero, and vaquero means like cowboy.
Yeah.
And then Americans just, this happens throughout history. Like sometimes words will get rotted.
Yeah.
And vaquero became Buckaroo.
Buckaroo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the vamoose, you know, let's vamoose.
What?
You know the word let's vamoose, how cowboys use it? Well, we got a
Vamanos. Is that what they're trying to say?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
right.
There you
That's
go.
Pretty cool.
Fucking history time here with Amir and Luis.
But, or are they saying vamos? Like, let's go? Or are they saying,
vamos.
Oh, but they're saying vamoose? I've never heard... Wait, you know what I'm thinking about? I've never heard vamoose.
Vamoose?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Well, unless you were a prospector back in the, when they found the gold rush and shit.
I was there. I was around Sutter's
Mill. You look like you could have been.
A goal. Apparently, that did not end well for anyone that did it.
I mean,
you were better off selling supplies.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, supplies. You're guaranteed that gold. You're literally. It's like nature's lottery. Like the odds of you finding a giant thing of gold on what you call your land is not going to be. It's not great.
It helped build this great city, though, Amir.
Ah, so much butt fucking.
They helped build this boom town of San Francisco.
What, all the gayness was under that rock, and that's why.
All that gayness was festering underneath. There was two gold rushes. A rainbow rush.
A rainbow rush. I was going to say.
I don't like how much you've dismissed the fucking, like, just admit it.
What?
That Eric Andre is a weed show.
It's not a weed show.
It is.
It's not a weed show.
It just is.
It's not.
All those clips of fucking whatever his name is, who died, that actor, Eric Daniels, no, something Daniels, fuck, forget it.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know any actors like that. Well, no, that's not true. I am, do you stop a movie to be like, that's, I know that motherfucker from that other movie?
Amazon X-Ray is pretty dope for that. You ever use Amazon Prime?
Amazon X-Ray?
Amazon Prime, you know, like Amazon Prime Video, do you have it?
No.
If you pause it, it just tells you who's on screen at that moment because they bought IMDb. Mm-hmm. So it's just always scanning to see who's where. Mm-hmm. So you can pause it and you can just tell which actor it is.
Well, that fucking robot just stole my job.
It spoils it, though, sometimes. Sometimes X-Ray has spoiled shit so fucking bad.
What do you mean? Like how?
There'll be a character who's nameless, but then when you pause it and you see the actor, it'll show you what their name is in the show. It's like, fuck. You spoiled this for me.
Fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Well, why are you pausing so much, asshole?
You can't pause once fucking in the movie ever?
Fucking when there's nobody on the screen.
What's the longest movie you've seen?
Honestly, it's not going to be that long. I feel like it's 2 hours max.
I'm just saying, what's the longest movie you've seen?
I feel like, I can't remember which movie it was, but it had to be like 2 hours because I don't go past 2 hours.
You've never seen Titanic?
Titanic? Fuck no. What is that, like 4 hours?
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Fuck that. First of all, your teacher was hungover. That fucking lazy bitch. Fucking, no. I'm not watching that whole. First of all, there's
you
no...
You just accused my teacher of being hungover.
Yeah. We're on drugs.
No. It's just a waste of half a day. You think it was cool?
To cure a hangover, yeah.
I just like the fact that you could fucking watch Titanic.
You see, I mean, you're a kid. You're just happy you're not doing social stuff.
Yeah, you're watching Titanic.
Yes, but Titanic as a movie, you would never watch. It's like, I would... Watch Stand and Deliver. I watched that.
Horrible fucking movie.
It's a horrible movie, but it's not four fucking
I've never
hours
seen
of a
it, by the way.
Movie.
I've never fucking. I've only seen clips, and I've seen. I know that's an older movie for you, Amir, being 3 years older than me. The movie I saw was Freedom Riders. That was my movie.
First of all, don't act like I was at the fucking theater showing a fucking
Listen,
Stand and Deliver.
I know you were there when there were black
me
and white
Lou
seats.
Diamond Phillips.
You probably met Richie Valens. That's probably. That's how old you are.
I forget. What was the old guy from Stand and Deliver? You know he ain't Latino at all?
Edward James Olmos?
Yeah.
He isn't Latino?
You know he's Filipino?
He's Filipino?
He's a Filipino.
Well, I pretty much own Mexicanness or whatever.
Yeah.
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 He's annoying.
He's kind
of Edward James Olmos.
Yeah. I feel like Leguizamo is annoying.
Leguizamo?
Leguizamo.
Yeah, he'd be annoying.
I'm not even like a fucking right wing. Oh, you can't say anything you want anymore. But there is a level of woke where I'm like, shut the fuck up.
What is it that he's saying?
What? Just like, there's not a lot of Latinos anywhere in Hollywood.
And you know, like, you know who I think is so fucking annoying right now? You ever seen the guy that plays Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
That guy's pretty fucking cringy. And then he like...
I mean, he was in the Barbie movie. He was one of like the guy Kens, I guess.
Yeah, but anytime anything gets mentioned about like Asian representation or like Asian, he's like, he's like the voice. He just made himself the fucking like speaker of all China. It was so weird.
Yeah.
How is everyone not like this guy's a douche? Like fucking.
What does he say or what?
Whenever anything happens, he has to speak up, and it's like, it's this thing of like. You don't speak for everyone. I don't know.
I mean, that goes for anybody, I guess. You know, like, it's just one person just being real loud about a topic. You're like, I don't think it's that fucking deep.
You know what annoys me?
What?
I figured it out. It's that he's this guy, like, if he were fucking maybe a classically, like, maybe if he was like making good movies, he's a fucking Marvel superhero. And he's the one trying to make these, like, crazy points of representation. It's like, your movies are a CG. Like, your movies stink. Like, what the fuck? You became the voice of this thing? I don't know.
No. Like, do you feel like...
Give it to Glenn. Give it to the guy that played Glenn. He could do it. But I won't give it to a fucking...
Shang-Chi?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Who's Glenn?
Glenn, the guy from Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Look at that fucking guy. I fucking love him. Fucking Steve...
Yeah.
Steve Yeun.
Give it to him.
I just seen Beef. He's fucking great in that. He's fucking... He fucking hangs out with Conan O'Brien a lot. He's fucking great there.
I don't know. I saw a video on Fresh Off the Boat or whatever.
Yeah. I fucking love that show, too.
You love that show?
I love that show. You just see the kid get progressively bigger and less cute.
I guess the guy that made the guy that show is based off of, he fucking hates that show.
Eddie Huang.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah. Well, I know him. I know of him. He's like, I think he does a lot of cooking and also like just eating and shit.
I just find it crazy that he hates the show. Like, he hates his own show.
I'm sure like Hollywood watered it the fuck down. I mean, they said that Chris Rock had a fight to keep his mom black in his show.
Really?
Yeah. They wanted to give him a white mom, even though in real life, I don't have a white mom.
Doesn't make any sense. Fuck.
Yeah.
What was I just talking about before I mentioned
Fresh Off the Boat?
Yeah, it was it was a video explaining the history of it, but they have to bring up All American Girl or something with Margaret Cho.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot in that show. That's it. That's the only point I want to make. They had to give her, like, weight loss pills or whatever, and, like, I guess it was, like, a really tough time.
Yeah.
But... she was pretty hot in that show. Yeah. That's it. That's it.
So you know she was miserable.
Seeing her, I'm like, yeah, no, it's awesome.
Yeah, no.
Because I've only seen her look one way for like all my life. So when I see her in all...
What is that one way?
What is that one way?
What is that one way?
Beautiful.
That was the least convincing.
What do I see her as? Unique.
That's fair. And you know what's crazy? Now, looking the way she looked, I've heard her somewhere. She's like, yeah, I'm a BDSM person and this and shit.
What?
She's like, she was a dominatrix for a while. And that would have been great when she was hot.
She was always a little bit fat.
It's fine, too. Fat doesn't make you not hot.
I think I'm going to say something pretty controversial on this podcast. Are you ready?
What?
I think San Francisco really hasn't had, like, the Bay Area in general, we haven't had that many good comedians.
What do you mean?
Like, we're like,
I'm here, you're here. What do we?
I know. No, I think New York.
What do we have?
The East Coast is just fucking 10 times better than us.
Listen, like Ali Wong, San Francisco. That's not
it. I've never laughed at one thing in her fucking.
She's a very eat my pussy while on my period like type shit. Like. She's very vulgar and stuff. It's not my thing, but she fucking sells tickets, so it's fucking...
Yes,
that's exactly what we're saying. She's not super good. She's fucking... She's big.
She is big, but it's that thing of, like, am I proud? There's not one person that if they came back, I'd be like, whoa, you're back. Even, like, Robin Williams, I think, is overrated.
Dave Chappelle used to work at the Punchline.
But Chappelle, he's not from San Francisco.
Like,
he used to work at the Punchline.
No, he loved the Punchline.
I know, that's his favorite club.
Yeah.
But it's not. I thought you said he used to work. I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, no, he used to bring people their fucking chicken tenders.
There used to be an open mic called Fame. There used to be a fucking
Hallelujah.
It's not Hallelujah. It's I Want to Live Forever.
Oh, all right.
God damn it, Amir.
I'm gonna live forever.
I'm gonna fly. Right?
I think so.
There was an open mic at this place called Fame. Yeah. It's not good when I walk in there with another comic, scumbag of San Francisco. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
But we walked to the open mic, and the first thing he says is, oh, wow, I used to do a lot of coke here. That's how you know it's, not a good sign that it's going to be, a good room.
Yeah.
But it's actually not that bad. But the problem is, when you walk in there, there's an upstairs room. And when you go to it's fucking beautiful, big-ass stage and everything. And,
it's empty.
The mic
shit.
Was downstairs, but there's a video Dave Chappelle talking about the Russian mafia, and he's talking about that room that place.
Wait, what? What about the Russian mafia?
The Russian. He had a Showtime special there or something, and then the Russian mafia came to collect from something, and then he walks up to them, and he has the best way of describing the Russian mafia, and that he mentions the Russian mafia, right?
Yeah.
And then he has to do a quick aside. He's like. And don't forget, these are the motherfuckers that killed Denzel Washington in Training Day. As in, they killed the baddest guy in that movie or whatever. It's he tries, puffing his chest to them, and then they come back at him very stoically. And they kind of, scared him. But one of the boss was impressed with what Chappelle did. It's that kind of story. But, yeah, it's just weird that, that's weird. There's certain, Steve Martin came to San Francisco for a long time. And that's interesting, but it's I don't think this city has, any...
I mean, we've been to the open mic. You see what's out here.
Sure. But... I don't know. I just don't think we have that many people.
I can't even think of any...
Moshe Kasher?
I mean, Moshe Kasher, yeah. Moshe Kasher's pretty good. I like him. But he's not as big as you would think. He's not...
No, he tried. He tried to have his own show on Comedy Central. He called it Tough Crowd. It went horribly.
His wife is a lot bigger than him.
Who's his wife?
Natasha Leggero.
Is it?
What?
That's his wife?
That's his wife.
Wasn't fucking Ari Shaffir date? Yeah.
That was long ago. They have a whole fucking podcast together. The honeymoon podcast. They have a kid together.
I don't know why you said that.
You didn't get a baby shower?
They have a kid together. I was at the delivery.
I was there. I was working the door at the wedding.
Where were you?
Where were you? I had a plus one, and it was for you. What was I going to say? Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, he's doing good. I think he was at the...
He was at Santa Cruz. Yeah.
He was at the Punchline a little while ago.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who else is big? I mean, the dude from Oakland,
W. Kamau Bell.
What?
W. Kamau Bell.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a San Francisco comic.
I said Oakland.
Wait, you might have gotten confused. I don't know. What does it fucking matter?
Is he black?
He would talk. No, the way he was the first guy. What I find interesting is how he described San Francisco's history of comedy, where it's when the Punchline was considered white. San Francisco was considered white. Oakland was considered black. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. Now Oakland's whiter than San Francisco, which is pretty crazy. We did it.
Wait, what?
No.
We did it. Still not considered good.
What's not considered good?
I still don't know why these people are moving into Oakland so fucking much. It's not getting any better.
But you live in an area where it's happening?
What? Where there's white people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just yesterday, I did some dude coming out of my apartment, just a white guy with nothing but shoes and fucking shorts going for a jog. I'm like, he shouldn't feel safe.
But you see that and you're like, this is getting bad?
This is horrible. I would prefer a crackhead.
I told you. I just watched Bay Area. What is it called? Bay Area State of Mind or whatever? Oakland State of Mind? And I just sit there and
do you hear the Spanish guy... Oakland, California.
Yeah.
Donde la vida no vale nada.
Is he there?
He was at one of the things, and then they just dubbed his face.
They dubbed his voice. Okay. Oh, I was like, damn, this guy's watching so much crime.
But this dude just lives in the big crime area.
Imagine him, like, witnessing, like, a rape, and he's like, does he save it? And then he's like, Oakland, California. Like,
La vida no vale. All right. Jeez, help her. Kick him. Do something.
It's to say it twice, and then she's like, help me. And then, like, there's a silence, and he goes, Oakland, California.
He didn't get it on the first take.
Gotta reshoot.
I was gonna say, the fucking dude from Oakland. He's like a 90s, maybe 80s comic. He was fucking big.
Oh, I know you're saying Mark Curry or whatever.
Yeah.
Hanging
with Mr. Cooper.
I've never seen that show.
Me neither. I wasn't born yet, fuckhead.
No. Come on. Let's be real here. You weren't born there?
I wasn't born yet.
You were fucking...
He was,
You were hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I was going to say, but no, he was pretty big. He's from Oakland.
Yeah, no, he was pretty... And he's considered pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Other than that...
Everybody's New York or fucking... Somewhere middle... Fucking...
Boston.
Boston?
Boston has like 90% of them.
Is it true?
Yeah. If I started rattling off names of everybody that comes from Boston, you'd be fucking like, what? That's crazy.
Bill Burr's from Boston?
Burr, Rogan, Louis, fucking, what's Rogan.
Dude from SNL.
Dude from SNL?
Dude from SNL, news report thingy. He still goes to the Comedy Store, fucking, I forget his fucking name.
Weekend Update. But who?
I forget. It was one of the older guys. Fucking. It was a white guy. Colin?
Colin comes from New York.
Colin's from New York? Okay.
Colin loves New York. Yeah, it's pretty funny. He has a joke about the subway where he's like a... He's talking about the walls of the subway. And it's like, it's poetry week at the New York City subway. And it's like in the 70s, there'd be a song that says, it's chain snatching season. tuck your chains in.
Check. I like that they have a whole season for it.
Yeah, like it's
today's the first day of
chain snatching season. Well, New York by that, I don't know. New York was fucking bad up until the 90s. Like on so many levels. It was mafia run, fucking Times Square was bad, but it's like on a racial, Bernie Getz had just shot 5 people on the subway.
Bernie?
Bernie Getz?
The old man who wants
No, that's Bernie Sanders.
Damn. I was going to say, how the fuck? No wonder he's trying to do such good things. He's done so many bad. He's
repenting for
his He's repenting he like a motherfucker.
He said Bernie Getz said the coolest thing after he shot all 5 of them, though. Do you have any clue what I'm talking about?
No.
This is like a big thing in the 80s, like this, like, crime. It was like vigilantism. Like, this is the closest America was getting towards, like, all right, New York is Gotham. Because it was like, everybody was getting robbed in the subway, and then these 5 guys come up to him, and they're like, give me $5. And then he shoots fucking all 5 of them. And then he goes, you don't look so tough now. And it was like, fuck. That's a quote of like 80s. Like you put that like on a newspaper of like, crime is rampant.
If you really miss that type of stuff, I have an excellent news story I heard from a different podcast. Because now we're just stealing content.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. A man, apparently the whole story, my friend told me the whole story, is going to be this dude, they broke into his house, they start kicking his ass. Some girl wants to get in on it, like, hey, let me in. I want to kick his ass. And then some dude lets her in. They kick his ass. While he's on the floor, he gets his gun. And then they see it, and they all run. And the girl's the slowest.
That's fine. So what, she doesn't go out? She gets naked?
A couple shots to the back, or a shot to the back. She goes, please don't shoot me more or anymore. I'm pregnant. He goes, I don't care. Bang. She's dead. And then they're still looking for the other fellas. And they interview the motherfucker afterwards.
I've seen it. Yep, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Wait, and you're forgetting one thing about this, which is very annoying.
What?
The news constantly, did this. They said a pregnant woman.
Yeah. But you find out later she wasn't.
Well, I don't even know that. It's like, no, there's a point where they were breaking and entering. Like,
of course.
But it's like, he shot the... It's like if you walked into your living room, and then all of a sudden this fucker's just shooting fucking 3. But it's like, he was... I don't know. Yeah, I've heard those stories.
Yeah.
We're coming to this point where it's like...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a certain thing where I'm like, again, not right wing, but they
just admit people, you're right wing.
Listen, you're a Nazi who loves Trump.
Just shut admit up. That you fucking
no.
Just
no.
Admit that our country's going to shit.
And it's all the Democrats and all of the, if they would just let the rich people get more money.
No, it's not that.
I don't know. I don't get it. You know, I'm not paying. Fucking. But the thing is, when people say shit like, well, if you shoot somebody, your item or your valuable is worth more to you than a human life. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Definitely. That other person. No, I've heard it the other way where I've heard if you're willing to rob something, you've made your life worth as much as what you're stealing.
Yeah.
As in, like, yeah, you're fucking not. You're like.
Make it a big heist because you're going to die. You're putting your life on the line anyway.
It was funny how that used to be a big thing, though. Like bank robberies in the 90s. And now it's like no one's robbing banks anymore because everything is so like.
Everything is all bulletproof glass, fucking silent alarm, die packs.
I remember the first time I found a die pack. That was on a show called I Used To. How I Almost Got Away With It.
Yeah, I fucking love that show.
That was how I first found out. Somebody just randomly. I just remember being like. Just like I was a kid when I was watching it, but it almost felt like if there was a sound effect to be playing, it was like, wah, 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 of like, fuck, that guy's screwed.
Oh, yeah. The guy's
fucked. So walk out with
fucking. Then, at my job, they just took a fucking $100 bill doused in that shit.
They took it?
They took it. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to.
No, it's probably.
Stolen money.
Well, no, I'm saying like, it's probably corrosive. Like, it probably, like, the paint is probably something like that eats away at the money. So that it doesn't even fucking
get used.
Yeah, get used.
I don't know if it's all that.
I doubt it's washable. I would like the paint should be trying to eat away at the money.
I mean, I think it's not washable. I think like people could be like, all right, this is clearly had exploded with fucking ink.
You can dry clean money. Like people do that.
Yeah. Like I thought you meant laundering money. I'm like, that's a different thing, Perez.
No,
it's not what you think it is.
Yeah, you can like because it is made out of cotton still. Yeah, you could. People still do that.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard, like, strippers, like, clean their money afterward, after they get it, because it's just a bunch of $1 bills.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying do they, like, I care.
Do they? I mean, yeah.
They're fucking stripper. A, she was a whore.
She's a whore.
You ever seen that in The Sopranos?
No, no.
There's a character that beats a girl. He gets her pregnant. And she slaps him, and then he kills. It's like a really like this guy's like a brutal character.
Yeah.
And then they're not. What's fucked up is the mafia doesn't care that he did that. The mafia cares that he punched the owner of the place for like do whatever. And they're like, explain yourself about the girl. And then he's like, A, she was a whore. B, she was a. I was on coke. That was like his second excuse. And like they don't care about the girl, which is pretty.
Yeah. No. What? Yeah. No. Well. Like he said, she was a whore.
Come on. Cut her some slack.
No, I'm serious. Though. Cut her some slack. We need
cut him some slack. She was a whore.
Hey, well, fucking, who needs it? People love whores. I hate people making fun of whores.
Who was?
Fucking whores. Fucking no. Even I've always believed, like, even if you are a whore, if you're like one of those girls who calls herself a hoe and does hoe shit. Well, that's your life. Fucking live your life. I don't give a shit.
You know what I just thought of? I just thought of, you ever seen Goodfellas when the wife goes to the mistress's, like, apartment or whatever? And she's like, you have a whore. Do you remember that?
I feel like it rings a bell.
It's a scene where the...
I hate it.
It's a scene where the wife is, like, knocking on the girl's apartment being like, you have a whore living on apartment 9D. It's like, she's, like, constantly yelling, but it's like, I'd love to live in a spot like that.
Fuck yeah.
Like in like either here, like New York, where it's like
just right next to a whore.
Someone has to buzz into
you. Oh, like, I thought you just wanted a whore neighbor.
No, I just like the idea that she lived in that kind of house, and that
who is
Domino's, and then bam, you're like, come up.
I don't know. Cool. I'm not fucking. I didn't order Domino's. I'm not fucking opening that shit. What is it? There's no real security in that, is there? It's just a box.
Doorman. Wait, what are you talking about?
Isn't that just the
Domino's?
Like, no, you said Domino's.
I said no. I'm saying like I'm saying like Domino's is answering.
Yeah.
Like because when someone buzzes in there, there's a microphone and you talk.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like you just, I thought you were the person outside. It's Domino's.
It's Domino's.
You fucking. Yes, but like,
you let them in.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, you don't like what?
First of all, you don't have to let them in. Anybody in the apartment can let them in. Have you ever heard of people just going?
You could, and yeah. Just... But they're gonna go with your number because what if the person's not home at the moment?
Somebody's always expecting somebody.
You just let them in.
I've heard other people do
it. Now I'm picturing, let's do this scam. Let's bring a girl in. She doesn't have to be hot or anything. She just needs to have a really nice girl voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I need somewhere to stay. I wonder how many people would say yes to letting her stay with the intention of fucking her.
I mean, I think we've had this discussion. Like, the majority of the world is a lot stupider than you think.
You think all of them would be like, yeah, no, come in if you need something.
Not all of them, but, like, more than you would think.
I'm trying to think, okay, how do we make it more dingy? How do I make it to where girls like, I don't know.
Please, I just need some water. Do you have something?
Bitch. Yeah. We gotta get a just, fountain outside.
Just pop out your window, throw a water bottle at her head. Bang. Ah, there you go.
Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York. Keep it fucking moving, bitch. Have you ever heard that, that fucking thing people say that people on the West Coast are nicer, but people on the East Coast are kinder. You know what I mean?
No, but I have seen this. People on the West Coast are very fake. People on the East Coast are very, like, blocked.
What do you mean,
that makes sense. Like, they're very, like, they'll conceal everything, and then people on the West Coast will act like an open book, but they're very conceited. Kinder and nicer?
Kinder, yeah. Like, people on the West Coast, hey, how are you? Like, that type of shit. But, like, people on the East Coast, they're more to themselves, blocked off, like you said.
But kind as in, if they see...
Like, if they see you, you need help, they'll fucking stop the car and help you.
No, they... In New York?
I don't know, that's what I've heard.
Subway, I mean, BART's like this, where it's like, if something's happening on BART, everyone looks to the window. Like, everyone's looking away and, like, not watching. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been. I had a few friends go. They tell me I should go, but it literally just looks like the fucking dark San Francisco.
Dark San Francisco?
Yeah.
It's bigger. I don't know.
All right, Rocky, you fucking wrecking machine. What the fuck was
yawning.
That?
It's fucking... How many hours of sleep did I get?
Did you sleep at all?
Yeah, I got 5 hours of sleep. That's how much I
have. That's not bad. About as much as I got.
The moment I go home, I'm going to go to bed.
You smoke?
But we still got to order Pete's barbecue. Remember that?
Of course I remember it. We said it less than an hour ago.
I know.
Oh, God. We are really, like, looking forward to this shit. You are like, do you want to cut the show short so you could go get some fucking...
Maybe we should come back. We'll
be back in 15 minutes. Here's some easily listening... Easy listening. Fucking, you know what I mean.
I know.
On Radio Valencia.
Do you have any topics?
What?
Do you have any topics?
I have no topics.
Fuck yeah. That's how we're doing it.
It's freestyling the shit out of this shit. Welcome to Radio Valencia. This is your boy, young motherfucking E, all in the building with my boy Perez, the fucking man. We out here fucking radio wave, fucking vibing, chilling. And if you can't find us on Radio Valencia, check your mother's mouth. I'm always in there.
I think you said check your mother's cunt. I'm in there.
That would also work. You would presume if I'm in one, I'm probably not too far from the others. Bam. All right. How do you think? What do you think? That could be a good promo.
I'm just looking up podcast topics. It was like...
Podcast... You could really... What do you think is going to pop up? What did pop up?
I don't know. No, well, the first video... the first website I found was a... What the fuck? So what, making your podcast unique? I'm just talking about fucking... Just give us a fucking topic.
Just give me a topic. Just open up the news. Open up the fucking West... Fucking... Bay Area local news fucking story. Let's see what's going on in the Bay, people.
Nah, fuck that. I got a topic.
What's the topic?
The topic is... I don't know. I didn't have a topic.
You didn't. You fucking liar.
Lying.
What is... What's going on? Fucking... Oh, my God. Tell me something. Oh, there's nothing going on in this world.
Israel Hamas.
Oh, my God. You don't stop bringing up Israel.
I'm just saying. Fucking whenever I explain it, you're a little bit fucking ADD.
Yo, man. I'm telling you, fucking... I feel like we both had... No, God damn it.
What?
Are you too overweight to go into the military? What's the
weight? Of course. Yeah, me?
Yes.
What the fuck am I going to do in the military? Fucking sandbag? But
they got a sandbag. Lay down right here, Perez.
We need you as cover. But
we need you to plug this fucking dam.
A bullet, like, goes into me, and it's like sand just comes, like, no, it's the fucking milk comes pouring out. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, shit. Viral TikTok shows Vallejo police officer punching a woman. Let's watch that.
To watch that?
Yeah,
to
fucking watch
it. No, I don't want to fucking watch it.
You want to watch it?
No, but it does sound funny.
It sounds hysterical.
Vallejo is actually pretty easy for me to get to. I find that crazy.
Vallejo?
Vallejo.
Vallejo. I thought you were Latino, bro.
I thought
we were Latinx. We're not. Okay, I can't find the footage.
You're not going to find the footage.
I'm probably. Why not?
I don't know.
You do think the police are sketching? Or, like, erasing all the footage?
I think I'm coming to the realization that, like, this conversation is, like, okay, how many listeners? 6 listeners?
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Damn.
What is this?
Well, we appreciate you listening in.
Thank you, 6 people listening.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And thank you for putting up with Luis Perez's bullshit. I don't know why he wants to keep talking about Israel.
I don't. I want to talk. You know what? Call in with your Pete's barbecue order.
With your
Pete's barbecue. And we'll get it for you. Come back.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the fucking menu for Pete's barbecue. Because I literally don't know what I'm
saying. You haven't seen the menu for Pete's barbecue?
First of all, I'm surprised that there's fucking turkey sandwiches on it.
Get fucking ready. Look it up. Look it up.
What kind of turkey?
Turkey sandwich. What are you talking about?
What are you fucking
smoking? It's like a fucking
turkey?
It's like a fucking deli.
Thin sliced turkey?
You see, this is where you're fucking up. You got to just ask for a turkey sandwich.
All right. Good. What's the name of this place?
Pete's Barbecue.
P-E-T-E.
Yes, Pete, as in fucking Pete. Pete as in what? Fucking Pedro?
Barbecue 2339.
Please call him.
First of all, what is with this free plug for Pete's Barbecue we're doing?
I have a secret. Secretly working under Pete's Barbecue.
This is at least $10 worth of fucking publicity for Pete's.
They're great. Dude, no, fucking, it's awesome.
Hold on, let me see their thing. They have a website? That's a good thing. I hate when a fucking place doesn't have a website.
Dude, come on. Like, the fucking owner's like a Little League coach or some shit? Come on. All right,
the fucking website is a Facebook page. That's a fucking...
All right, just go to the fucking menu.
I don't see a menu.
Just look up the fucking menu. Just look it up on Google.
Jesus. There you go.
All right, we're on the Pete's Barbecue menu.
All right, just start listing shit off.
Listing shit off. Hold on, it didn't even give me a fucking thing. It's just fucking popular. Just give... All right, we have roast beef. We got a pound of ribs.
Woo!
Rib dinner.
Woo!
Ooh, I see some mac and cheese. The ribs looking nice. Some sides. A rib plate. A 1-2 chicken platter. That sounds nice. Quarter barbecue chicken bit. Excuse me. Fucking, I'm getting so hungry. I know. The just come. What the fuck does that mean? Quarter chicken dinner with BBQ. I don't know. Barbecue spare ribs with chicken. Yo, do they got anything fucking spicy?
I got horrible news, Amir.
I swear to God, if you tell me this place is fucking closed.
It opens at 11.
You fucking shit.
Jesus Christ.
You know why? Do you know why? Because nobody needs fucking barbecue at 10 in the morning. I'm taking your ass.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm taking your ass to Denny's like a fucking.
No, I don't want to go to fucking Denny's. Ordered Denny's on Saturday. I got drunk and I ordered Denny's on Saturday.
Fucking, that's on you. Who the fuck orders Denny's? The hash brown is good as soon as it's off the skillet.
I order Denny's off of Uber Eats and I always get the same thing. T-bone steak and eggs. First of all,
you get the same thing. Disappointment.
No, T-bone steak. It's like a fine...
First of all, I've gotten a steak at Denny's, and it was the worst fucking steak I've ever had.
It's as if they boiled it.
It's gray. It's not,
I don't know how they make gray steak, but they do.
I ate it. It's fine. I finished it, but like, I'm like, what the fuck? It's steak. I mean, you have the steak snobs. Are you a steak snob?
No.
Oh, it has to reach an internal temperature of these, so it is considered medium rare.
Enough, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the pepper flavor.
I don't like pepper.
Oh my god. It's the whole point of the steak.
Where are we gonna eat after this? We're getting turkey sandwiches.
We're getting IHOP.
What the fuck? No.
Dude, why do you want a turkey sandwich? Where are you getting turkey sandwiches from?
I'm just in the mood for a Dutch Crunch turkey sandwich.
Dude, the only place that does Dutch Crunch turkey sandwiches is closed.
No, it's not. There's other places. We're in San Francisco.
Who the fuck does Dutch Crunch turkey sandwich? Listeners, if you're listening, help us find a Dutch Crunch.
In San Francisco. It's their official bread, all right? Fucking Dutch Crunch is everywhere.
I will fucking find it and find somebody to throw some turkey on it, and then you can get it.
I'll fucking find it.
Locate a turkey sandwich.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'll find fucking deli.
If anyone's listening, all six of you, where's a good place to go get a sandwich? Because this fucking, he's not going to stop until
Motherfucking sandwich around here?
Jesus, I wish you had just a battered woman to yell at just to make you a sandwich.
Mr. Pickles opens the tent, but there's a Mr. Pickles everywhere, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Pickles is pretty, not universal, but fucking, you feel me? It's a chain, I think.
I don't know. Bon Me? I don't like that shit.
You don't like the Bon Me's, you fucking racist?
Sure.
Bon Me. I've heard it's more about the bread.
Wise Sons Jewish Deli.
What are you thinking?
I just go there. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just go there trying to make a political statement.
Oh my god. Look at your hair and be like, he's one of us.
He's a part of the
tribe.
Jewish white rye red, please, and please donate all this money to Israel. For every dollar you spent, we donate half of it to Israel.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
For every dollar you spent, we donate $1.6 billion to Israel.
Yo.
Political.
I feel like you could you'd walk in there with that afro and they'd give you a discount.
I could walk in there. Yeah, L'chaim. Come on.
L'chaim. Arrivederci. Arrivederci.
No.
No.
That's something else.
No, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
No. Dun, 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 dun. Da, 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 da. Have you ever been to any Jewish event? Have you ever been to a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah?
No, I haven't been to any.
A circumcision?
No, that's called a bris.
A bris?
A bris.
You're a pris.
No, it's a bris.
You cut the fucking dick off, now he's a pris.
You cut the tip of the dick off and then you use your mouth to suck it. I'm not saying, I'm not lying.
No, I know what you're talking about. It's still fucking creepy and gross.
What if he's collecting?
Do you make a lot of money? No, I just collect the tips.
What do you collect as a hobby? Well,
what is that, calamari? Not exactly.
What would it look like? It would look like the tips of, condoms? What would it look like?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. That's some rotten.com shit.
Rotten.com?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's where you go to watch all the vulgar stuff. Like when people jump off a building and somebody takes a picture of them.
Live Leak is closed, but they used to have shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Live Leak?
Fucking it closed?
Yeah.
How do you close a website?
Like it ended.
They ran out of videos?
I don't know. Like the website's down.
Okay. When was the last time you checked?
I haven't checked in a long time. I just heard it. I don't know. I used to watch a lot of construction accidents there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Construction accidents?
Yeah.
Beheadings?
Yeah. Beheadings are pretty bad. Two Girls, One Cup was on its own website, huh?
Yeah. You couldn't get that just anywhere.
Good shit.
Not good shit. Bad shit.
It was just...
Oh my god. Those girls really... They needed more fiber. It was like... There was nothing solid.
It was... Yeah. It was very soft survey, right?
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, I think what annoyed people more is that they were kissing, and then you would see the shit combine in their mouth. That was pretty sad about it.
That was the sad part.
That was the sad part.
It's not that these young women are fucking doing this for money.
That's on them.
That's on.
What's up with the music to it? It's such an iconic video because there's so much the music is so weird.
I'm just thinking about it. This is the face I made just.
I just remember, I remember almost throwing up, but I'm trying to think. One guy, one jar made me scared. Remember that? Remember that?
I almost felt concerned for the guy because dude, you're gonna die now.
Internal bleeding, yeah. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, they have to open you and physically take out all the glass now.
Jesus.
I don't know. People are fucking weird, bro.
Speaking of weird, Pete's Barbecue.
Now Pete's Barbecues are regretting this fucking sponsorship.
Yeah, at this point, they're like, what the fuck? They're not even coming.
They're not even coming. No, I have to go to work, Pete. Make your turkey sandwich earlier. Leave it outside. Luis Perez will pick it up no problem.
You really want to get IHOP?
Anything that's not barbecue, man.
San Leandro has an IHOP.
What?
San Leandro has an IHOP.
That's right. It's right down your street from your house, too.
There you go.
You want to go to IHOP?
We'll go to that one.
Well, do they have turkey sandwiches?
No, but I'll...
Would you try it?
I'll get waffles. What the fuck?
Are your waffle fucking pancakes?
Waffles are there... Yeah, Denny's doesn't sell waffles anymore.
What kind of shit is that?
They've always never sold waffles.
I have not. I feel like they're...
I know. Everyone feels like they have. They probably used to, but not anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, why the fuck not? It's literally just a frying
pan. Since Obama got elected.
Damn it, Obama.
Yeah, that was like his first rule in office. Like, yeah, Denny's no more waffles.
This is exactly why Texas wanted to secede when fucking Obama got elected. Wasn't it Texas?
Yeah. Did they want to secede or like...
They always threaten that stupid-ass shit.
Who? There was always rumblings of it, but like no one's fucking threatening. I don't know.
No, fucking... All right, you get absolutely no help from this government, and then fucking any other country attacks you, they can fucking... We don't have to help you.
I feel like Texas would never secede because it's like... There's so much in football, right? Like in Texas where it's like, I just think it would be too much. I think that's...
An international team from Texas.
Yeah, fucking... I don't know. There's too much in Texas to stop. Like, could Texas live in a world where they're not going up against everyone else in the SEC? I don't know.
Yeah, of course not. They just make even smaller teams within Texas.
Probably. I don't know.
Just the breathing. That's our ASMR today. It's your breathing.
Pretty much.
My girlfriend gets upset with me because she thinks I'm upset because I go...
Why do you do that?
Because I'm fucking... Look at the way I'm sitting. I'm literally folding my lungs to sit like this.
Huh.
Do you see this? Do you see how my nips... They're normally up here.
Yeah.
But when I come over here, I'm like this.
I have no clue what my body looks like. Like, I'm just so fat and smarty. Where it's like, I have no clue what's happening.
You want to really fucking make yourself sad?
What?
Get naked and sit in a chair in front of a mirror.
Jesus. Well, you know what it is? I could live with, how I look like standing. That's fine.
That's a very important part. That's self-love.
Yeah. But then when I sit or if I do a side profile view, disgusting.
Suicider.
I was playing Diablo 4 recently. I was like, my friend got Diablo 4, and they showed me the druid class, and I look like the druid class in that fucking game. You know how sad that is?
You made that joke. You've had that joke for years.
I made the joke, but it's like, I made my character just look like me.
Yo, do you remember the South Park where they were playing the online video game?
Yeah, World of Warcraft,
You're the short... Goblin or whatever the fuck.
I don't remember what name.
It's just a really short dude with a hammer and a long beard.
What was the first episode of South Park you saw?
The first episode was the first episode.
Was the first episode? You're that old to me? You saw it live when they were made?
I just remember it being super shitty quality.
You went to George Clooney and told him, listen, these guys have something.
Yo. Me, Matt, and Trey Parker were all just chilling. And then we fucking decided, you know what, let's cut some paper mache out.
Fair enough. But they were already... The thing that they made was The Spirit of Christmas. It wasn't South Park.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I brought up George Clooney. I don't know. Fucking, what was I going to say?
The Spirit of Massachusetts is the Spirit of America.
The first episode I saw was Good Times with Weapons. Doesn't really buy all the fucking Japanese weapons and it goes anime.
That's
one of my favorite episodes too.
And Cartman being invisible, sneaking across the stage.
Oh, he's just naked, right? I'll never forget this. This is the moment where I remember, this show's different from every other show. They threw the throwing star at Butters, who was Professor Chaos, and it's anime. And then it cuts to real life Butters being like
star in his eye.
Fucking blood scrunching. You're like, oh shit. I think Kenny threw it, right?
Yeah.
Kenny.
That was his throwing star.
Fuck. I don't know.
Oh my fucking god! It's they get away. How you? They're doing a new thing. They're doing a new fucking thing.
I heard that isn't Cartman like they're all like multiverse versions of themselves or something.
Multiverse.
What is it? It's like
from what I seen from the like Peacock streaming service trailer. It's I guess they're doing a commentary on like how you know they fucking always recast somebody as a different race and shit.
Yeah.
Now you see, I think it's. One of them is still them, and then just I think Cartman is a black woman, and I think Kyle is a Hispanic woman.
Oh, I thought Cartman was a black woman.
I said Cartman's a black woman.
Oh, I thought who's a Hispanic woman?
Kyle.
I just looked this up. Do you know The Crown? Do you watch that show?
The Crown?
Yeah,
I've heard of it. I've never watched.
Why do I feel like that'd be a show you'd watch with your chick?
Fucking probably would be, but my girlfriend likes Spanish drama shows.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, she's very Hispanic.
She watches like that one Max that's a Spaniard show, like the bank robbery or whatever.
We watched that for a bit. Yeah.
What is that show?
It sucks.
It sucks.
I fucking feels like it sucks.
What is? I've heard my friends like he loves it.
It's a fucking. It's a professor and his college students doing fucking robberies, and then they're inside the bank, and then there's like. Oh, I don't like this guy because he thinks he's a shit, and I don't like that girl, and that girl's trying to seduce this guy, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just a bunch of drama. I just feel like everything in Spanish is just overly sexualized and it just feels dumb.
Do you know the story of the Stone of Scone?
The Stone of Scone?
Yeah.
What the fuck is Stone
of Scone? So, like, you know, like, how Queen Elizabeth, she used to, like, have, like, all this shit. Like, she'll have, like, a scepter in one hand, and each thing has, like, a symbolic meaning. So her throne, if you ever saw it, there used to be a rock underneath it, right?
Yeah.
And it's called the Stone of Scone.
Yeah.
And it's just a big-ass rock. I don't know why, like, what the significance of it is of it religiously. But it's like, her sitting on it was, like, England putting their fucking, was putting, like, their curb-stomping Scotland, being like, we have control over you. Our queen is sitting on the Stone of Scone, which is supposed to be your, it's like this weird, like, you either look at it as like, oh, it's unified, or you look at it as like, Why does this English bitch have this, you know?
Yeah.
So, these college students went and they actually stole the Stone of Scone. It's like this big-ass fucking heavy thing, right?
Yeah.
I just remember, and like, their car, they had to account for the fact that when they put it in their car, the hydraulics would go down.
Yeah.
So they didn't fucking, like, creak or whatever. And the funniest thing about that story is, like, they steal the Stone of Scone. It's like a really nationalist, like, everyone's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But no one knew this, but when they stole it, they accidentally dropped it, and the Stone of Scone broke into three different parts. They just fucked up horrifically on it. And then they just had the broken Stone of Scone.
They have the Stones of Scone.
Yeah, the Stones of Scone. It's so dumb.
Oh, my God. Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But what? Whatever. But, like, and the whole thing of being like, you can't have it, and then you broke it, and then, like, well, now look at you, you fucking idiot.
It was pretty interesting what happened, because after people found out that it was stolen, every Scottish person was like, yeah, fucking, like, fuck England. And then it was gone for a long, like, weeks or months or whatever. And then that was when everybody was like, fucking.
They're not bringing it back.
Like, we need to find it. Like, the Scottish people actually were sad that it was gone. Yeah. And then they found it, and then bam.
And then they found it in pieces?
That's, by the way, the first time I ever heard of a bank robbery where it was, like, it was students. And one diversion was for the guy to kiss a girl for really long. That was, like, a diversion. For, like, the cops, the guards to move away.
Yeah.
And that was, like, I only seen that, like, in movies.
And for, like, to just creep the guards out, I guess, just...
Well, yeah, you don't want to seem like a perv.
Make out.
What do you fuck? Yeah, just...
And then the fucking security guard will be like, ew. What if he just got closer and closer and just... Yeah. Make her feel it. Closer.
he's like Peter. He's like, you wouldn't have to have the Stone of Scone, would you? He's like, yeah. He's asking all these specific questions.
I have something just as hard. Yo, you never know. You gotta account for perverts.
What I was talking about, The Crown was they're gonna bring in the ghost of Princess Diana. They're gonna make her add. They're gonna add her on the show.
I was gonna say they're fucking. They're bringing in a Ouija board and shit.
They're bringing in the new cast member, the Princess Diana of Wales.
Oh, my God. How do you feel about her story?
About her story?
Yeah.
She's apparently... It gets weird when you hear, like, her story about, like, the media.
Yeah.
Like, watch... Like, listen to stories about, like, how the tabloid media... She'd say, like, please say this off the record. And they're like, okay. And they just say it on the record just because why not?
Yeah.
It's, like, fucked up. It's like...
Yeah.
But she invited herself to it a lot of times. Like, she would say shit in response. And it was all this weird shit.
Yeah. She would do it back and forth when, like... Bitch, you're supposed to be like royalty. You probably shouldn't.
Well, but no, she divorced him. She ended up divorcing him, and then that's where it got weird or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I heard he cheated too, but
yeah,
also
that was,
like, nah, fucking like. It seemed like they were never like fucking each other like happily.
No, because he wanted his old ex or whatever, and then he got Princess Diana.
Yeah. Yeah, and I heard she was a little slutty too.
Who?
Princess Diana.
Oh. Yeah, with an Indian guy or whatever. That was like the big... Oh, they say Prince Harry's son is like a Navy guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he's like how he looks different from like the other guy kind of.
Yeah. He doesn't look like his fucking his supposed dad.
Yeah.
I've always seen like... Yeah, it feels like English people are a lot sluttier.
Than what? I don't know.
Than their American counterpart.
Well, you listen to like the story of Jack the Ripper...
Yeah.
And that just made it seem like there were whorehouses on every corner. That made it seem like...
It made me feel like there was whores on every corner. Whorehouses. Like,
whenever I hear
that would be safer.
Yeah. I just wonder how cheap it was back then.
Oh, yeah. Let me get 2 shekels and then you can...
Oh, you use pounds. No, you use dollars while we use pounds and your imperial system. You know, they're just fucking for fucking 2 pence.
Even back then, how you could catch these...
Yeah, Jack the Ripper was just mad about Jack fucking...
Shut the... Celsius, these
centimeters, cunt.
Fuck, I just fucking. What was it? I think they said Jack the Ripper killed like 4 people.
Yeah, that was Kyle Kinane's funniest joke.
Yeah.
See, I got national pride. When
I got real pride. There's somebody killing 4 people right now.
They killed 5. There's an interesting. There are a couple good theories of like. Of certain things that were, like, when he was... There were, like, famous people in Britain at the time during those killings or whatever. Where it was, like, not Albert Einstein. Like, really, fuck, who was it? I forget which people. It was, like, certain musicians or whatever. Like, fuck. Okay, wait. I gotta look this up. Because, wait.
Look it up.
Because I know I'm gonna find it.
Look it up faster.
Which famous... British person
has bad teeth. All of them? Wow. Which British person smells the worst?
Lewis Carroll?
Lewis Carroll? I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who Lewis Carroll is, yeah.
Is it Steve Carroll's like British cousin?
I'm just wait, what the God, fucking damn I can fucking find it.
He can't find it, yo.
I don't fucking know.
Just like his penis. He cannot find it.
Touche.
Thank you.
I don't know.
How do you get on stage?
How do I get on stage?
How do you get on, after and coming up to the stage, give it up for Luis Perez. And then what do? You just walk straight to the mic and get in front of it?
I go... It's like me, like my stomach animating, like...
Like you're a fucking giant
snake. I just walk up, the first thing I go is like a fat guy. I'm just a fat guy comic. Yeah. So I just came back from Denny's the other day. Their jokes like sneak in food somehow. Fucking,
you're the next John Panette.
Can't wait for breakfast. Anyways, how are we doing, you guys? Keep it going for the bar. Great wings, by the way.
I fucking literally bring up fucking chicken wings with you to this mic and be like, I can't wait for this to be over to go get something to eat.
Fucking insulting would that be? If
why
someone
bring a drink?
If a comedian walked up holding like a drumstick, like a, you ever seen Medieval Times? Like one of their giant drumsticks. Like, so anyways, I'm walking down the fucking street and then this guy. Oh no.
You're gonna steal, yeah, that's Ellen DeGeneres' bit.
Of what?
Apparently that's what she did earlier in the career. Like real, real early.
She ate?
Yeah, she was like... That was her whole thing while she was doing her 5 minutes.
What?
Oh, guys, I brought some Burger King. I forgot to have breakfast. I'm a little hungry. I don't think he's going to. And then she was like, so me and this guy, so I'm walking down the street, and and that was her whole thing. And it was funny.
Comedy was so much easier back then. Dude, I wish I could just go back in time.
Go back in time.
Penny stocks, am I right? And then it was fucking like, damn.
Yeah. If you could go back, would you dang cook it up, or would you steal like some of the best material you've ever had?
Immediately start stealing. I'd be like, stealing. Oh, that's what? Oh, that's funny. Okay. Oh, I call Burger King the BK Lounge. And then I'm like, boom. It's like the first big. What do you think about that? Have you seen that movie called Yesterday? Do you know what that movie is?
No. Really.
That's a movie about a guy that, I haven't seen it, but I've only seen clips. But it's like, it's a guy that like knocks his head or something, and then it's a world without the Beatles. And I hate Beatles like nostalgia or whatever, but it's a movie of like, so the Beatles don't exist, it's the modern world. And there's this moment where like he's looking up bands, and it's like they don't exist because if the Beatles didn't exist, they wouldn't exist. But now he has the power of the Beatles, and there's a lot of weird moments. But like, I find this is a pretty good part of the movie. Like he's doing like a concert of the Beatles, and then someone comes up to him being like, "I know who you're stealing from." He like so like it, and it looks like a world is like it lives with that, but only a few people in the world do remember the Beatles, and it's like this thing. I don't know.
So it's not just him?
It's not just him, but he's like a musician, so he's able to like replicate it, and he's stealing. But I'd go back and I'd do that. I'd just be like, hey. God, huh?
I forgot that joke.
Famous comedian said that.
Fuck. I was going to say, what's the one word for? Fucking, have you ever heard Bill Burr's joke? I think it was Paper Tiger.
I haven't seen Paper Tiger. Fuck.
Paper Tiger, watch it, bro. It's so good. My fucking favorite one where he's just like, he's just talking about like the invention of a car and how it got progressively better and like, and how like the safety got better. Like back in the day, like when they had the first time they did the seatbelts, they did it just for the fucking driver.
Yeah.
Imagine getting in a car accident where you're like, oh God. My family! And they're just oh, God, why would you save just me? God!
I'm thinking, yeah, I would do that. What else would I do? I think music's more. If you had to steal something, it'd be music, though.
Music? I mean, that's
I think I brought this up before. Ryan Tedder. I'd steal a lot of his songs.
Yeah, Ryan Tedder, a bunch
of. I'd steal the Phrase catalog. It would be me stealing like all these pop hits. And just watching them succeed.
Literally, I can only fucking. There's only like three songs I know the fucking lyrics of. I'm just stealing three songs.
What are you stealing?
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter.
You just did Linkin Park. That'd be fucking.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
I think that'd be a hard one to translate to like.
I get all the music videos with Dragon Ball Z and other animes for YouTube and stuff. That's something.
That'd be hard. I don't know. In a world without Linkin Park, it'd be hard to be like, yeah, so we're going to do rap rock. With like a little all bit of emo. Yeah, Limp Bizkit trying to explain that.
Like literally in the creation of hip hop, you just come in as a white guy with a backwards hat. Like, dude, I know where to take this.
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
That would be horrible.
Think of it like this, because Limp Bizkit, what was cool about, like, was, like, they'd have songs, like, really good fucking, do you remember, like, Keep Rolling, where it's like, brow, brow. It was, like, actually pretty hard. I don't know.
Just keep rolling. Yeah, you don't think, I remember the theme song for the Brothers of Destruction?
Was that their theme song?
That was their theme song.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty badass. Right?
Yeah. I'll give you that.
That's Kane and the Undertaker.
Fucking, and then,
Did you see the Undertaker's back around?
What?
He's back around. He's
on NXT or whatever.
As the American Badass.
I've only heard Tony Khan, the guy from AEW, tweeting like crazy about it. That's the only thing I've heard.
He's back, man.
I don't know.
He's still the dead man, but he's the American Badass.
Personally. Go back in the beginning of rap.
So he can actually fucking speak.
You just go back to like 1978 and then just be like, I did it all for the Nookie. What? Yeah.
I don't know what Nookie is, but I'm pretty sure it's not okay.
Linkin Park, I think, would still be. That'd be actually pretty hard. Too late to apologize? That'd be fucking easy. It'd be easy to be like,
It's too late to apologize.
Just give any fucking girl singer Bleeding Love. Like, just any of them. Timbaland in the studio, special guest. Timbaland, what was it like? And then you just go,
I just took a bite of pizza that was a little too hot.
I like how we're just like invading San Francisco with this shitty fucking.
There's a homeless man out there just being like, I hear them. Where is this from? Timbaland, get out of my head.
Yeah, Timbaland invading this guy's fucking life. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck, man. What are you checking your phone, huh? What?
I want to ask.